We believe in community here at the Slow Flower Society, and today's guest does too, as she has a mission to support florists and the floral industry within the Pacific Northwest region. Meet Slow Flowers member Michelle Kenny, founder of the new Pacific Northwest Florist Association based in Portland, Oregon.
And we've had some opportunities to do some installations. We're looking for opportunities to do more of group projects where we can recruit a team to get creative. And then now we're hosting some workshops and trying to do more meetups and opportunities to have that connection.
Hello again. And welcome back to the Slow Flowers Podcast with Deborah Prinzing. This is episode 657. This is the weekly podcast about slow flowers and the people who grow and design with them. It's all about making a conscious choice, and I invite you to join the conversation and the creative community as we discuss the vital topics of saving our domestic flower farms and supporting a floral industry that relies on a safe, seasonal, and local supply of flowers and foliage. This show is brought to you by slowflowers.com, the free online directory to more than 750 florist shops and studios who design with local, seasonal, and sustainable flowers, and to the farms that grow those blooms. It's the conscious choice for buying and sending flowers. And thank you to Johnny's Selected Seeds, an employee-owned company that provides our industry with the best flower, herb, and vegetable seeds, supplied to farms large and small, and even to backyard cutting gardens like mine. Find the full catalog of flower seeds and bulbs at johnnyseeds.com. Many state florist associations are thriving, but as changes occur in the floral marketplace, others have ceased operations. Today, you'll learn from Michelle Kenny, co-founder and executive director of the new Pacific Northwest Florist Association, a community to support and promote florists in Oregon and Washington. Membership in the Pacific Northwest Florist Association is open to any individual in the floral industry in the region. The association provides networking, support, education, and an opportunity to showcase and promote the talented florists in Oregon and Washington. People working in the horticulture industry are also invited to join, and I know we have many Slow Flowers members who are part of this effort to support the growth of the floral marketplace here in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the Slow Flowers Society has joined as a professional member. Michelle and I first met in 2017 at the Bouquets of the Heart auction in Portland, which was held to raise funds for the Bloom Project. Michelle was one of several guest florists who took inspiration from a featured artwork to create an arrangement. It was a fabulous event, and I was there to act as MC to introduce the florists and the pieces they created. Michelle is the owner of Goose Hollow Flowers, a Portland-based full-service florist, and we are so happy she joined Slow Flowers as a member after that first encounter. It made sense because of her close relationships with many of the growers at the Oregon Flower Growers Association, where local flowers are available at the Portland Flower Market. Fast forward and a few years ago, and having survived and endured the COVID challenges, Michelle decided to act on a long-held dream of starting an association for florists in her community. With seed funding from the Portland Flower Market, Michelle formed a board, passed articles and bylaws, and launched PNW Florist Association last fall. They recently received approval for their 501c3 nonprofit status as an association. Here's a bit more about Michelle. After spending a decade working for Marriott Hotels and with a lifelong passion for floral design, gardening, and events, Michelle took the plunge in 2007 and bought a flower shop, all while on maternity leave. The first year as an owner, she trained extensively with her mentor, Jeannie Gray, a florist and artist. Michelle brought her past experience in hospitality as an event planner, wedding coordinator, and convention sales manager to her new venture. And in 2013, she rebranded her shop as Goose Hollow Flowers, named after one of downtown Portland's very cool neighborhoods. As a small floral shop owner, Michelle saw the need to bring back a new and improved floral association to help support, benefit, and showcase the local floral talent in her area. Most importantly, she is excited to connect with like-minded professionals to be part of a rich and vibrant community. And she founded the Pacific Northwest Florist Association in the fall of 2023. I invited Michelle to stop by my garden a few weeks ago when she was on her way to Seattle, so we sat down in the greenhouse to record this conversation. I apologize in advance for the distracting airplane noise overhead. It was a particularly busy travel day at our nearby airport, and you can hear some of the planes flying over my greenhouse in the background. There's lots more to share, but it's time to jump right in, meet Michelle Kenny, and join our conversation.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Soulflower Show with Deborah Prinzing. We're having a fun day inside my greenhouse because it's the first few weeks of spring. And I want to welcome Michelle Kenny to the greenhouse.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And it's not raining right now, so it's awesome.
Got some nice light and it's kind of cozy.
Great.
Thank you so much for coming by. Really appreciate it. Michelle has been a Soulflowers member. She's a retail florist in Portland, but her news is that she's the founder and executive director of the New Pacific Northwest Florist Association, based in Portland, but encompassing Oregon and
Washington. Pacific Northwest. So we're based in Portland.
Yes. Okay. So, a lot of states have florist associations.
Right.
So how did this come about? Tell me a little bit about the origins, because you're not quite a year old, right?
Right. Well, I actually started working on the project. Well, I've thought about a florist association for our region. There hasn't been one for a very long time. And I really truly believe that floral work, as wonderful it is, it can be very isolating too.
Yeah.
You know, you can be alone making flowers.
Yeah.
And
even in a retail shop, right?
Even in a retail shop, it is very isolating. And we hear that a lot from a lot of different florists too, as we've begun this process. And so there's been a need for sure. And especially coming off of COVID too, a need to connect. And there's no better way than to connect to your peers, people that really understand what you do and walk the walk that you walk. And so I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and I've always thought about it, and then I finally just came off of COVID and thought about where I want to go, because I've had my shop a long time and this was something I was very passionate about. So I decided I'm going to segue into this eventually, let go of the shop and get this off the ground. And so I started in 2022, actually researching, writing the bylaws, doing all that sort of thing. And then we officially launched last year in August.
Yeah.
So it's taken a while. We formed a great board. We have a wonderful board of various florists in the region. And we're kind of starting organic. We want to grow organically too and not take on more than what we can. I mean, everybody on the board also have shops, have businesses, so that's all kind of challenging.
Right.
So, well, we started in Portland and we got great support from the Portland Flower Market. They helped us with seed money to start our organization, and we officially now got our determination letter, and we're a nonprofit. So it's very exciting.
We talked about that last week when I saw you in Portland, and that is no small task. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So let's back up a little bit. As I mentioned, I know there are florist associations in several states that are active. There probably used to be a florist association in every state. I know Washington State doesn't have one right now.
No, it doesn't. And so it used to be the Pacific Northwest, I think it was called the Northwest Florist Association,
okay,
or maybe something close to that. But it was a huge region. So it had Oregon, Washington, Utah, Idaho, like a lot of variety of states that maybe, I mean, we look at what we grow in the Pacific Northwest, that's a little unique.
Yeah.
And our region's very unique.
Yeah.
And so we decided we wanted to encompass the Pacific Northwest, but not maybe go outside of that, because maybe what you grow in Utah isn't going to be the same of what we have here.
Of course not.
So your challenges aren't going to be very similar. And so we decided to just focus on our geographical area that made sense. There was an association, and it was just run kind of like in that traditional model. a lot of state associations have been around for hundreds of years. I mean, or 100 years, you know, a lot of them are old.
I went out and spoke at the Montana Florist Association conference a couple years ago, and that seemed to be very active, just what you described with the camaraderie and the collaboration.
Right.
But somehow things just, maybe with the challenges in retail floristry, maybe things just went by the wayside, and you're trying to revive that now with not just retail floristry focused.
Yeah. I mean, I spent a lot of time reflecting and talking to various people in the industry about it, and also spent a lot of time. I went to the Society of American Florists last year, the conference, and talked to all the state association executive directors that I could find and meet.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, so I got a lot of their feedback, and you know, one of the things that I discovered is the fact that our region is so unique. So our approach kind of has to be unique. What works for the state associations that have been around a long time, they have these bylaws that are so kind of dated, and it's harder to change those bylaws. But for us, we get to write the bylaws and make our association work for our region. So like one of the things that's really unique is we have a director of sustainability on our board, you know, and
right.
Traditionally association boards have a very structured, you know, there's a president, vice president, past president, incoming president,
right.
Secretary. So, you know, you certain positions you have to have, like a treasurer and secretary.
More
traditional.
Core structure.
Right.
Yeah.
But we can be a little bit more creative on what works for us.
That's great.
And that was all the feedback I got from everyone too, is just, you know, do what's right for your area and your association members.
That's great.
And so we aren't necessarily the most traditional in what we're doing and how we're doing it. We're taking the advice of the, you know, traditional ways that were there before us, but we've got a lot of young people that are interested in the industry. We want to keep them interested. We want to just build some collaborations that maybe haven't been there in the past.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So your board has also, as I understand it, a few people who are Still Flowers members. So I've kind of heard about this through the website.
Yeah, there's several actually.
But the kind of the mix of the retail, the studio, and then the farmer florist.
Right.
And then, as you said, new emerging florists as well.
Right.
And then your membership is pretty impressive. You're almost at 100 now.
We're
right?
past 100 now.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and starting in August, it's not bad. And
that's
been a very organic growth, which is important that we're doing it that way too. Not taking on too much before we're ready. We started out just by trying to get some meetups and gatherings, and then we're starting to really build momentum now. We did a florist flea market, which was fantastic. It really encouraged recycling, and you know, somebody else's garbage is trash is somebody else's treasure, right?
I love that idea. I saw that you were doing that, and can you just talk a little bit about how you structured that? Because I think everybody could copy this idea for their own area.
We got asked to do it monthly, and I don't think we can. It was a lot of work, but we do have the potential of doing it more frequently. So we did it in January. It was a little slower time. We got a little hiccup because there was an ice storm, so we had to postpone a little week out, which was good. But we didn't have high expectations. We just kind of said, let's give it a go, because when you're doing something new, everything is the first time,
right?
So we did the flea market and got everybody to clean out their closets and
studios.
I have so much stuff that I've been holding on to because I might use it one day.
Was it mostly vases?
Oh, no. There was everything from arches to vases to urns to garden supply. There are all different kind of containers.
Right.
You know, just a huge selection. We had fabric. There was some really dated material, which was really fun to see.
Kind of vintage stuff.
Yeah, really vintage, like really old. A lot of stuff that we were trying to figure out, what is this? How do you use this? We all had to Google or try to find who's the oldest florist around that maybe could give us an idea of what this is. So that was kind of cool. It was like this history. We really, like I said, had low expectations as far as how much money we were going to make. All the products were donated to the association, and then we resold them, marked everything super inexpensively, and it was amazing. We had so much stuff that was donated, much more than we thought. Even some florists in Central Oregon and in Vancouver you know, they had it sent in with the drivers that did deliveries. So from the market, they'd go to Central Oregon to get the flowers.
And while you're driving back.
And they're like, could you take this back to the market? And yeah. And so it's just.
That's great.
Yeah, it's been really good.
So you held it at the Portland Flower Market.
At the Portland Flower Market.
They're really a partner then for the association,
yeah.
Right?
You know, there's at the Portland Flower Market, there's three wholesalers, and then there's the Oregon Flower Growers Association.
Right.
So all four of the establishments run their own businesses, but they haven't even necessarily always collaborated.
Right.
The Portland Flower Market is the whole building structure.
Right.
And so there's this creative space at the very end of the market that has been available to rent and use for different things. And we started renting it and using it for different, like the florist flea. We did an end of the year party, just like a meetup and celebrating people retiring in the industry. And that was incredible as well. We had a good turnout. And so we're starting to hold workshops in there and the flea market we have set up in there.
That's
so
great.
And it was good to the point that some of the larger items that didn't sell, we decided to hold on to, and we might even start a florist library where you can check out or rent out, you know, certain larger arches and things like that. That's what we hope to do, maybe. So the potential is really exciting.
Well, I want to back up a little bit and talk about you said you've had this on your mind for a while, but why do you have, you know, what kind of introduced you to the idea of associations? Was it through your floristry work? Because you also should talk about your retail flower shop.
Yeah. Well, so my background, I came from the hotel industry.
Okay.
And so I worked in event management. I did catering sales. And then when I left the hotel industry, I was in convention sales and I specialized in association markets. So I worked with a lot of different types of associations.
Yeah.
I had a lot of, you know, event planning and event experience and sales experience. And then I had a baby, so I decided, why not start a business and become a florist, which is
crazy.
Take
a little break and do something easy, right?
Yeah. I think I did it with my heart, not my head, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little hard. While I was on maternity leave, I bought an existing shop that
had
been there for 2 years.
Wow.
And so then I've had it now 17 years.
And it's called Goose Hollow Flowers.
Goose Hollow Flowers. Right.
Is that a neighborhood in Portland?
Yes,
okay.
It is. It's over by Providence Park where the soccer stadium is.
Yeah. That's close to downtown.
Yeah.
Great market.
Yeah.
But knowing that you came from hospitality, it seems completely seamless. Like, of course, you dealt with florists when you were in the hotel business and the event business, right?
Yeah, I dabbled in it. I dabbled in floristry and I took classes when I was younger. I, you know, did friends' weddings, you know, did internal programs that we had at the hotel. I did some floral for our internal meetings and sales meetings and things like that. And I always wanted to do it and I always dreamt about doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'd recommend doing it on maternity leave. Like, I don't regret it either. I mean, my son grew up in the shop and then I've hired all his friends, my nieces, nephews, everybody, all the kids.
Great.
It's been great. I've had everybody's husband, you know, boyfriends, everybody's been involved doing Christmas decorations or whatever it might be delivering. So,
but it's interesting that you sort of had this other relationship with the idea of associations through your hotel work.
Right.
So that, how did that kind of gel into the idea of the Pacific Northwest Group?
I worked with so many associations, right? And I'm very familiar in what associations can bring to the table and that needing of being connected. And that's something as a shop owner or a florist, you know, I really missed being so disconnected. You know, when times were harder, you know, it is, like I mentioned earlier, very isolating.
Right.
And going through COVID, going through the economy, going through life issues, you know, like deaths in your family, things like that, that are really hard. And not having a community where you can connect and reach out or even ask questions. And, you know, and I think we all get so busy doing our own thing. And if there's no community, there's none of that collaboration. There's no support.
Well, the face-to-face is hard to replicate. We did a lot of virtual.
It is.
And Slow Flowers, we do a lot of virtual.
Right.
But it's still not the same as the human, of you and me sitting here together.
Right.
And there's something to be said for that.
Well, I don't think in our area, because there hasn't been an association, there hasn't really been much community between the different wholesalers, the Oregon Flowers Association, the growers, the florists, there's something missing. Mm. And that's what I really felt I was missing. And once we started, like once we formed the board, I knew some of the florists, but I didn't really know them. And as I started to get to know the board, I realized like one of the board members, we found out, I mean, we've said hi to each other. And after getting to know this one florist on our board, I realized our kids go to the same school. They're a grade apart. She lives in my neighborhood, and I had no idea.
Right.
And that's the thing. You just don't have those conversations. And as we started meeting, boards usually don't meet as frequently as we have, but because we're starting up and we're in the early stages.
You're in the creation
stage. We've been meeting
stage.
Monthly, if not twice a month, especially in the beginning, and lots of emails and communications. But all these meetings that we've had together, we're so looking forward to connecting and catching up and talking about our industry, talking about our challenges, just at the board level. And if we can bring that out to our members to experience as well. And we've had some opportunities to do some installations. We're looking for opportunities to do more of group projects where we can recruit a team to get creative. And then now we're hosting some workshops and trying to do more meetups and opportunities to have that connection.
Well, I want to talk about that. So since your seed money came from Portland Flower
Market.
You're really starting in Oregon, but you're branching out, of course,
people
in Washington get involved as well.
Yeah, and I would say, too, it's for anyone in the floral industry, not just florists. So if you're a student, or you're retired, or you're a delivery driver, or you process flowers, but you want to stay part of the florist community, you're welcome to be a member. So we have three different types of membership. So we just had a florist competition from Southern Washington schools. They have, there are four high schools that have a floral program. And the students came to the flower market with Frank Adams and had a competition, a floral design challenge.
Oh, how wonderful.
It was really great. And so we gave all the producing members a membership, you know, who competed.
The students
that competed to be members, so they can know what's going on in the community. There's on our website, there's an opportunity to sign up as a freelancer. You can advertise yourself and kind of like put in a business card,
right?
And have your information that you're an available freelancer. There's job postings.
Yeah, that's great.
There's
services.
You know, a marketplace where you could sell a cooler. You know, it's designed to be a way, like a hub for resources.
Yeah.
Right now, we have people that just use Instagram, people that just use Facebook, some that don't use any. You have a huge age variety in the industry,
right?
And so from high school student to someone who's nearing retirement
or
retired but does things for a church but might want to come to a workshop or might have some valuable experience that they could share with someone younger that they might want to get connected to.
Love it. You have something coming up in Bend. You're kind of going up over to Eastern Oregon. Talk about that.
We have a couple of members in Central Oregon and Bend area and the surrounding areas, and we're doing an event April 11th. So we're just doing a meetup and an information night so that they can learn about the association.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And our wholesalers from Portland ship out a lot of stuff too. So they send out things to Central Oregon. And so the wholesalers are coming out as well.
So they serve that market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They serve that market, and we're trying to expand the community too.
Right.
I've seen posts, you know, from florists saying, hey, anybody know a florist in Bend? Anybody know a florist in Salem? Anybody know a florist in Seattle?
Right.
And it'd be nice if you could just go in and find those resources. So we also have a Find a Florist directory, which is really great. You can search by wedding florist. You can search by event florist or daily delivery florist. You can search by different categories of florists.
Yeah.
But you can also see on a map where they're at.
It's like a little mini Slow Flowers for the Northwest.
Yeah. But I actually looked at Slow Flowers on your site too, and how it's all set up. But it's trying to build that community.
Yeah.
Just like Slow Flowers has a community, we're trying to do that.
It's a niche.
Yeah,
it's a regional niche.
Right.
You have some other cool things coming up. This one that we mentioned in Bend might already have happened by the time this episode airs, but I did want to mention it.
Sure.
talk a little bit about Earth Day and what programming you have set up.
Well, one of, like I mentioned, we have a director of sustainability. Sustainability is really important to, well,
the industry.
The industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just like how organic food got on the food scene, now everything is organic and everybody understand the importance of organics. It's kind of catching on a little bit more sustainability.
I agree
right?
with you.
I mean, you've been working really hard on that. But that is something that, you know, we were very passionate about. And so we decided to hold a workshop tied into Earth Day. And so it's the day before Earth Day on April 21st.
Okay.
And so we have a workshop with Francoise Weeks, who's a Slow Flower member.
Yeah, and I think we mentioned it, and I put a link to that in the notes for her episode, but I will share that with our listeners for this episode too.
Yeah, so we have her workshop on the Saturday, and then we have the sustainability workshop on Sunday. In our sustainability workshop, we really want to go through the process as a florist from the very beginning, like how you buy, where you buy, how you do it, how do you process your goods, how do you compost your waste, you know, and then talk about the different tools and the different types of materials that are available now, alternatives to foam,
different
resources, which SLO members are pretty aware of, but techniques too.
Yeah.
We're going to go through all of that, and then it's an all-day kind of workshop, and then we'd have a break for lunch, and then the afternoon we'll have an opportunity to have some hands-on experience on how to work on an arch or how to do different things, and then we're gonna take our items that we make and then have it displayed for Earth Day in the
at the
market.
Oh good, I'm hoping to come to that then. Thank you for giving me a chance to come. that is I think another, you know, educational resource that hasn't been available necessarily for the whole industry. So you're trying to make those things happen.
Yeah, and a lot of people just aren't aware of the options. They're so busy. I know firsthand as a shop owner. I mean, you're just sometimes crazy busy and you barely have time to drink water or go to the bathroom. Or
how are you doing this then? How are you doing that with how many days a week is your shop open?
Well, my shop is open Monday through Friday, but I do work on weekends too. Like this weekend, you know, Easter, Mother's Day, or events.
Yeah.
We do a lot of events at mine. But I've got strong support, and I set myself up for it. So, and I knew when we're starting this out, you know, I'm not going to be able to leap from one to the next really quickly.
Right.
It's going to take some
time. It's a transition.
Eventually, I'd like to be just full-time with the Florist Association.
Wow.
But right now, I'm just very passionate, very excited. It's harder to like hold back and not go full force.
Right.
But,
you want to do it all now, right?
You do, but you also have to pace yourself, because when you start something new, a lot of people are a little hesitant. Oh, I don't want to join anything. I don't know. They don't understand even what an association is. So there's a lot of education and just giving people exposure. And once I meet different florists or we connect to someone new, they're super excited. They've got lots of ideas. They want to get involved. The feedback, and everybody's been wanting this for a long time, just like I was.
Yeah. When we had drinks with Heidi Berkman last week, something you said really struck with me. I just walked away thinking about how positive and inclusive you are toward the industry, and that you feel like there's room for everyone.
Absolutely.
And I think that is such a leadership role that you have to, make it safe for people who maybe have never been in an association or, you know, feel like they're outsiders.
Right.
So I really appreciate that. That's
going
to lead to great success.
Yeah, I think so. And I really want to support, I want to have some support system, you know, in place. I want, you know, a florist that needs help to be able to reach out and say, I need help. Can anybody help? And try to connect them with other people that can help. And I think our industry is really important, and people that do what we do are so passionate. I mean, we're working on such personal events, whether they're weddings or funerals or just an everyday thing. I mean, it's such a personal type of business that we're in.
Yeah.
And people that are in the floral industry are so passionate and tied to those emotions. You know, it's maybe not the highest gross producing revenue source, right? As
I
a florist,
think, yeah.
I mean, we all struggle trying to make a profit.
Right.
But we do it more for the passion of flowers and more for the artistry of it.
Right.
I really think that's what's behind it. So
yeah.
In that, you're dealing with people that are very passionate and emotional about what they do. And so they really have different ways of doing things. And, you know, we want to make sure we're not shaming anyone in the ways they run their business. We don't want to judge or critique how people are doing it. It's more about, like, let's just open discussions and learn and grow and find out more and what's available and out there.
Yeah, I really took that from our conversation last week, too, and I'm glad we touched on it today.
Yeah.
The timing is right for that. So
yeah, and just like slow flowers, so many florists aren't aware about what that is.
Yeah.
And or the Society of American Florists, what is that? You know, what do you mean there's extra education I can pursue if I want to?
Yeah.
You know, what's out there? And there's a lot out there, but without a place to share those resources, you know, you can't just have a bulletin board.
Well, I'm glad that the Slow Flowers has joined Pacific Northwest Florist Association. I'm glad that Pacific Northwest Floral Association is part of Slow Flowers. We're going to try to cook up some things to do together.
Absolutely.
And, this has just been a great introduction. So
yeah.
I'll make sure that I have the events information and the membership information on our show notes for people to learn more.
Yeah.
I know that they can reach out to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just reach out, email. We definitely, if there's questions or people are interested in getting involved, you know, we definitely are going to have a lot more to come. We've got a lot cooking.
I mean, your baby steps have been impressive. So here's to 2024.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be an exciting year. It definitely is.
That's great.
So we hope to do more and more.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Please visit slowflowerspodcast.com for episode 657 to watch the replay video of my conversation with Michelle and to learn more about the association. As we discussed, the Pacific Northwest Florist Association has a sustainability initiative, and that will be the focus of a weekend of Earth Day programming on April 20th and 21st. On Saturday, April 20th, they're hosting an all-day workshop with Francoise Weeks at the incredible price of $265, including lunch. Pacific Northwest members receive a discounted registration rate, and everyone who attends receives a copy of Francoise's new book, Wonder of the Woodlands. You can find the link in our show notes. The following day, on April 21st, is an all-day sustainability workshop, which includes demonstrations, hands-on design activities, and other speakers, including me. I'll be there to talk about the Slow Flower Society. Lunch is included, and the session is $75 for non-members, $45 for members of the Pacific Northwest Florist Association. Both events will be held at the Creative Space at the Portland Flower Market, a studio and gathering area in North Portland. I hope to see you there. Our next sponsor thank you goes to Mayesh Wholesale Florist, family-owned since 1978. Mayesh is the premier wedding and event supplier in the U.S., and we're thrilled to partner with Mayesh to promote local and domestic flowers, which they source from farms large and small around the U.S. Learn more at mayesh.com. If you missed our April newsletter, I want to remind you about tomorrow's free webinar that Slow Flowers is co-presenting with Johnny's Selected Seeds, Thursday, April 11th at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, featuring two of our Farmer Florist members as experts on the topic of profitability. You'll hear from Lenny Larkin of B-Side Farm and Nikki Irving of Flourish Flower Farm, both past guests of this podcast, who will discuss their operations and share their approaches to increasing profitability, including tracking labor costs, inputs, markups, and sales channels. Johnny's Flower Product Manager, Hillary Alger, will moderate the Q&A session that follows my roundtable discussion with Linny and Nikki. I encourage you to sign up for the session in the link in today's show notes. It's free, and the session will be recorded for replay. And don't forget this Friday's April Slow Flowers virtual member meetup scheduled for April 12th at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on Zoom. The topic, spring tune-up for florists, studios, and shops. And our special guest is longtime member Althea Wiles, owner of Rose of Sharon Floral Design Studio, and Jay Althea Creative. She's based in Springdale, Arkansas. Bring your questions and get ready for a jolt of inspiration for tuning up your floral enterprise. The meetup is free, but pre-registration is required. You can find the link in today's show notes or in the Linktree menu at Soulflower Society on Instagram. Our next sponsor thank you goes to The Gardener's Workshop, which offers a full curriculum of online education for flower farmers and farmer florists. Online education is more important than ever, and you'll want to check out the course offerings at thegardenersworkshop.com. I'm so glad you joined us today. The Slow Flowers Podcast is a member-supported endeavor, downloaded more than 1 million times by listeners like you. Thank you for listening, commenting, and sharing. It means so much. As our movement gains more supporters and more passionate participants who believe in the importance of our domestic cut flower industry, the momentum is contagious. I know you feel it too. If you're new to our weekly show and our long-running podcast, check out all of our resources at slowflowerssociety.com. I'm Deborah Prinzing, host and producer of The Slow Flowers Show and The Slow Flowers Podcast. The Slow Flowers Podcast is engineered and edited by Andrew Brenlin. The content and opinions expressed here are either mine alone or those of my guests alone, independent of any podcast sponsor or other person, company, or organization. Next week, you're invited to join me in putting more slow flowers on the table, one stem, one vase at a time. Thanks so much for joining us today, and I'll see you next week.